It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, let's go around the grounds, Roach, and find out what's happening. It was an interesting night at the tribunal. All thanks to Azito Tools, powering do-it-yourselfers all day, every day.
Okay, Nathan Broad did get 4 for his dangerous tackle on Patrick Parnell. Now, we're happy with 4 because it's the same as Scott Lysett from a couple of years ago.
Happy.
Showdown. So, consistent line there. From here on, same sort of thing, gets 4, surely.
Yeah, there was a time we all changed our views. If this happened 3 years ago, I would have said fair dinkum for a good tackle, but we've moved on. We understand it better.
Well, the consequences are severe at the moment. And good on Nathan Broad for, one, immediately owning up to it, saying, I got it wrong.
A bit hard not to.
Yeah, but it's not as – he could have just walked off the ground. Mm. He actually took some responsibility in the sense he – apologises to Matthew Nix.
Yeah, he went over to him in the bunker.
So that's a big tick for him. He reaches out to Parnell and pretty well points out, apology means nothing to you when you're going to have a headache and miss a showdown, but I shouldn't have done it. So he says quite clearly, I shouldn't have done it. Can I use the language that he did about how he feels about it and what it was? That it was shithouse.
Mm.
And he's right. But he owns up to it. Goes to the tribunal, puts up his hand, takes 4, moves on. Now, we've got to make sure that Michael Christian holds strong on this one. It's 4 or more for him. This point onward, surely.
4 or more.
Well, usually the notion is if you don't learn the lessons,
you can't keep going on. It's 4.
Well, I reckon they load up more and more as the year goes on.
No, I'm glad you're not on there.
No, I'm saying not what I would do, but that's the...
No, well, they you keep can't doing do that. An offence is an offence.
Well, I reckon they load up at times.
Charlie Ballard, I was strong on this last night.
Got off.
The high... forearm that hit Matt Guelfi. It started on the forearm above the tricep and slid up.
Mm.
I can't work out why he still got fine, though.
Good question. So they've downgraded it to a fine then?
Yeah. So for high contact, careless,
yeah,
I presume.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And what about Tom De Koning fighting a $3,000 fine?
Well, he just sent in a written submission through Carlton and the tribunal agreed with him that he shouldn't be charged with kneeing, so he saves $3,000. And spares his name and is in the Brownlow medal race still. Well, I had to say that.
Well, you did. We're late for a break. We could have been into it. All right, let's continue with Around the Grounds. Thanks to Azito, powered by Einhell. German design quality, driving power and performance for do-it-yourselfers all day, every day. Ooh. Daisy Pearce.
Yes.
Is she becoming an issue?
No doubt, because we've had Richmond lock her out of the change rooms while she's been a Channel 7 commentator. At the same time, she's a full-time assistant coach at Geelong.
Mm.
Now, Brisbane's gone down the same path. Chris Fagan has explained it, that it could have gone either way with the Lions. I think they have enough respect for her to say, we know what she's doing. But Chris Fagan's response was, I've got staff, and this is his words, who would be walking on eggshells fearing what they say in her presence. And you know what it's like inside footy change rooms. You say something and then it gets repeated outside and everyone goes, well, who told Daisy that? So they've decided, no, she's locked out.
And there's precedent. Mark Ricciuto doesn't go in the port rooms.
Not welcome in the port rooms?
No, well, it's not welcome.
No, he's not welcome.
That's harsh.
No, he's not welcome.
Well, and nor should
not
he
welcome.
Be. He's the director of football at an opposition club.
Yeah, well, then how does that work with Luke Darcy, who's a director at the Western Bulldogs?
He doesn't go down before games. Yeah, yeah. Post games, they interview the players in the rooms, he, Richo, and they drag them over.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting moments here, aren't they? Mm. Like, you know what Daisy is going to do in the change? She's going to work for Channel 7. Mm. And really, what sort of information do you get?
You never know what's on a whiteboard, though.
So that's a good point.
I understand it, Rich.
I have a 95% lesson from a whiteboard, but anyway.
You have a what?
95% lesson from a whiteboard. Last year, seeing Josh Dunkley's name on a whiteboard.
Oh, yes, yes. That cost you, didn't it?
Yeah, 95%.
I was going to say, you said 95% off outside, there. You were 100%
outside,
sure
100%
that Josh
sure.
Dunkley was going to Port Adelaide.
Looked good on the whiteboard.
Yeah, you lost a lot of credibility over
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to Showdown 53, Injury Watch. Darcy Fogarty, this is a concern.
Yeah, well, Darren Burgess last night sent out his injury update at Adelaide Footy Club saying there'd been a tweak to that right knee from an awkward landing at a marking contest. Now, elsewhere it's being said that there's a medial issue here, which we would assume means a medial strain. Now, Darcy doesn't train with the main group today. Adelaide made it quite clear they're giving him every chance to be ready, more and more scans every day to see exactly what is going on in that knee. But it's not the ideal build-up, is it?
No, it's not. And he's a key part of their forward setup. But it'd be one in, one out, I think. Lachie Gallant would go in and replace the Fog. He kicked six last week against Port in the trial and played well in the showdown last year when they won in round three.
Good point. Yep.
All right, just quickly, we need to get to a break. Wayne Miller and Matty Crouch look like playing this week.
Well, Miller will play A's AFL, and you would expect Matt Crouch gets his run in the other showdown against the Port Adelaide Magpies.
And presuming Jeremy Finlayson is ready to go, but is he match fit?
Yeah, that's the real question. So Port have got Burton out by suspension. That puts Cleary in the frame. He's coming back from a knee injury. But Finlayson's had ankle, all sorts of other demands on him, which we well understand. Does he look ready for a showdown, which is such an important game for both clubs?
You say no.
I'm not convinced.
We'll go to a break. On the other side of the break, we'll tidy up a rumour that came out yesterday. We chose not to run with it because we thought it was a load of fertiliser. And with respect to the station that released it, Triple M and my ex-brother-in-law, Chris Dittmar, we just thought, no, this is clickbait, and it's proved to be the case.
Can't wait for the Christmas party this year.